Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, beginning at verse 24. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, around Jesus, that is. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal and had spent all that she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Then the woman fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." It was a few years ago, but I remember the moment well, the way I felt beginning that morning, and then the change that took place later. It was in the spring, and Linda and I were visiting some longtime friends during baseball's spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was during the Lenten season, and we were fast approaching the reminder of the hope of Easter. Most of us were, anyway. We were doing what you do in that beautiful area of the country, at least that beautiful time of year with dear friends. We were staying outside as much as possible, played golf at least once, as I recall, and we went to some of the Colorado Rockies spring training games. On the Sunday we were there, we attended Scottsdale Bible Church, where our friends attended when they were visiting from their home in Boulder, Colorado. But as we entered the worship center, I was feeling empty, a bit down, maybe even a little depressed. I was feeling like I'd come up short on some things, feeling a bit hopeless, lost. And despite being with my loving bride of many years and with our good friends, I felt all alone. The message from the pastor seemed good and seemed encouraging, at least what I heard of it. The people were nice. The service was uplifting, or at least it should have been for me as well. But not today. Not that day. I still felt alone, empty, and couldn't seem to shake it while doing my best to hide it from Linda and the others. I remember that some thoughts of moments from a difficult childhood came again to mind, a family that had long since been splintered, left alone as I was in high school to fend for myself. Memories which linger even though there has been healing and forgiveness. And then there were thoughts of the busyness and disappointments and uncertainties of that day and those which were sure to come. Illnesses came to mind, losses of friends and family, struggles. I couldn't seem to find a smile. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you know what I mean. And so there I was in a great church setting, a beautiful area, listening, trying to be involved, at least for my bride and friends that we were with. And yet I was still feeling all alone, lost, isolated, and empty. I felt that I was all by myself. Then the worship choir stepped out onto the stage, and as the music began to play, they began to sing a song by Matt Redman, an English songwriter and singer that I had never heard before. It went something like this: "Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us, scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was from your power, carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. Never once." I did my best to sing along with the tears that were now rolling down my face because of that moment. And in that moment, I knew once again that in the midst of whatever I was feeling and going through, God was there. Never once, not for a moment, had he left my side. I knew that even though I felt all alone, empty, I was always connected with the God who, of course, had been there all the while. A smile began to creep back into my heart and across my face as I embraced again the relationship with the one who had given his life for me, for us, on that Friday over 2,000 years ago that we celebrate or remember, maybe is a better way to say it again, that Good Friday that we'll remember in a few weeks as we head toward Easter. Never once had he left me. Never once will he leave me. Never once will I ever walk without him walking with me. He had been there all the while, even just minutes earlier, as we had walked into that worship setting. I just hadn't noticed. I hate to admit it, but the woman who touched Jesus' cloak we read about just a moment ago reminds me of me at times. Those times when it seems that I have nothing to offer God but problems, or at least that's how I feel. I ask for his help, and yet I still feel unworthy and feel all alone, as she did. But look at what happened with that nameless woman in the crowd. We don't know her name, and we never hear from her again. She was nobody in the world's eyes or in her eyes. We felt that way before. She was rejected by society, felt unworthy, yet she still believed just enough in him to reach out and touch the hem of his cloak. And what did Jesus do? Scold her? Have her arrested? Try to get away from her? Leave her alone? None of the above. None of those. He turned around toward her to find her, the scripture says. She felt shame, was penniless and an outcast, and yet she reached toward him with her last ounce of self-respect and faith, and that's all it took. And then he reached out to her, found her, and healed her. That's what he does for us and with us when, with whatever faith we have left, we turn to him and reach out to him like I did that morning by at least walking into that worship center. Never once does he turn away from us. Never once has he not been there. Never once did he leave us alone. We all know what it's like, don't we, to feel like we're all alone. We've all been there at any and every age. Jesus knew what it was like to be all alone many times while he walked among us. And in particular, all the way along that pathway on that Friday to the cross, and then to be laid lifeless in a borrowed tomb. Too many times, we have found ourselves walking through life feeling all alone, not sure which way to turn for help, but never once were we alone. Too many times we've felt alone, looking down a long and dark and winding road stretching out before us, uncertain where it would lead and what the next steps would bring, but never once were we alone. The nameless woman in the crowd had faith enough to reach out to God. How about us? Here's what we need to remember today and every day, and what I was reminded of that Sunday morning a few years ago. Never once did we ever walk alone, knowing that for every step you were with us, scars and struggles on the way. But with joy, our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. Never once will we ever walk alone. Look, no matter where you and I have been, are or will be, never once, never one time, never ever will we be alone. God is always with us. Never once alone. He's there always. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this time with my friends. I thank you for your message, your reminder today that you wanted me to hear. I know that, Lord. Thank you. But you wanted us all to hear. that in the midst of whatever, in the midst of those moments where we feel all alone, and we will, and we have, and sometimes it may be now for somebody, we are never alone. Never once in those moments, and never once will you ever leave us alone. You're always there with us, ready to take us by the hand and move us forward, to lift us, encourage us, just to stand with us sometimes until we can gather enough strength and trust to take that next step, knowing you're with us. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the times you've been with us when we didn't even know it. And thank you for all the times that you will be with us as you move forward with us, calling us forward, helping us to be all that you created us to be, for your glory and for those around us who need us and need your touch through us. Thank you, Lord. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.